previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa should be out of load shedding by the end of this week. That was the hopeful assurance from Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa briefing media on the sudden lurch to Stage 6 over the weekend. He explained that multiple units at Majuba Power Station had failed, followed by two units at Medupi and Camden. Kubok Unit 1 and another at Medupi are also out for planned maintenance, while Ramakgopa stressed there was no question of sabotage. South Africa's economy has been without serious load shedding for the best part of a year and had begun showing signs of recovery. It's estimated that the power cuts can take as much as 900 million rand per day out of the economy, and it also, of course, destroys investor confidence. One slight improvement, we're already back down to stage four. A stark warning from the executive director of the Centre for Development and Enterprise, the CDE, Anne Bernstein, who says that unless all constraints to economic growth are removed with urgency, South Africa will not cope with its catastrophic unemployment crisis. The CDE has produced a series of reports about priorities for the GNU, in particular about how small business development can be accelerated. The first thing to lose, says Bernstein, is the idea that government officials with no experience of starting businesses are somehow qualified to drive a dynamic small business sector. Quoted by Business Day, Bernstein says, the facts show that over 15 years they haven't delivered. The state has spent 6 billion rand a year on small business. We can't see where it's gone. She's calling for the government's Department of Small Business Development to be scrapped so people from the private sector with first-hand experience can take over. India, she notes, went this way in the early 1990s. It scrapped the red tape stifling small business and achieved phenomenal rates of growth. On the markets, as we went into the weekend, the JSE All-Share and Top 40 both ended flat. London's FTSE the same. On Wall Street, some sharp drops. The Dow, the S&P 500, both down 1.7%. The Nasdaq down 2.2%. Tokyo this morning closed for a public holiday. Hong Kong just beneath flat. Sydney down 0.2%. The US dollar has eased to 105 to the euro. The rand at 18.32 to the dollar. 19.27 to the euro. 23.23 to sterling. Gold at 2,941, just beneath a record high. Platinum at 978. Bitcoin just under 95,600. Brent crude oil, $74.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.